Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Something just hit me listening to Alex Cora there. So they lose 16-1. Tanner Houck gives up a home run on his first pitch. And Tanner Houck, it felt like, according to the conversation Ted and I were just having off air, that Alex Cora kind of held him, hung him out to dry, right?
Ooh, big time.
Okay.
Yeah. Big time.
We weren't ready to go.
Tanner wanted out, and Alex is like, nah, you can just percolate on that mound a little longer.
Good.
So I'm going to choose to connect those two dots.
I hear you, Dan.
Tanner Houck did something that pissed off the manager, that showed the manager, I don't know if it's bullpen related, warm-up related, get to the ballpark late.
Giving up five runs in the first two innings?
No, I think before that. Okay. I think he did something to show he was, like, something that
off
would lead
field.
You to believe he's not ready, and then he goes out there and he proves he's not ready. Something.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I choose to read into that. I may be reading between the lines, but it's at least circumstantially lines up.
I was watching that game, and you're like, wait a minute, he's going out to start the third? It's 5-0, and of course, I think he gave up six. There's nine total runs given up in the third inning. Mm-hmm. I think he was responsible for six of them. So he was.
That's right.
I just couldn't believe he was rolled out there for the third inning, and that's, I don't know, that usually he's, you know, protects his big dog starters. It didn't look like he wanted to protect Tanner Houck. And here's a guy that made the All-Star game last year. Darren Durant made the All-Star game. Two of your better players from last year. I know Tanner Houck had a kind of a bad ending to his season last year, but for the first time, we with that cut that you came in with, Stiz, I'm hearing a different tone from Alex Cora.
Yeah.
It feels like his patience has kind of run out, boys.
You know what that reminded me of, Fitzy? Remember when Verdugo was late or whatever and they had an issue?
Oh, he had it with him.
Okay. I think he's had it with Tanner Houck. I'm taking that tone because it's so out of the norm. It's so out of character for Alex Cora to take that approach. And when he says it starts from the top or something, well, the most important guy you bring to a game every day is the starting pitcher. And if the starting pitcher isn't prepared and ready to go, it's going to be hard to win that day. I'm telling you.
Going on behind the scenes with
Tanner Houck.
Late for a flight.
Yep. He ticked off the manager.
Drinking.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Dan, you think it's time for Alex to talk tough?
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
I think that there's just they're too lackadaisical. There's not enough fight with this group. Like felt like everybody laid down yesterday is what I felt like watching that game.
Yeah, what if the whole entire mantra crossing sports here with Vrabel and the idea that they were going to remove entitlement from the building, what if the Red Sox feel a bit more entitled? What if they were sniffing their own blanks? What if they were reading their clips and came into the season thinking, like, we're going to cruise. We got all this young talent. We brought in St. Bregman. We were better than 81-81 last year. Spoiler alert, you weren't because you went 81-81. And so now they're buying into their own hype. Maybe... just maybe Cora left Houck out there and let him get bloodied, bruised, and battered to show everyone, none of y'all are above this. So let's start getting our crap together. Otherwise, everyone is going to get there 2 2/3 for 11 runs.
I'm glad you brought that up, Fitzy, because something that's bothered me, Ted, you're not going to like this, so you might want to do earmuffs right now. I didn't love when Alex Bregman said, I've won everywhere I've been and I plan on winning here too, or something like that, to the introductory press conference. it rubbed me the wrong way. Like, planning to win is a little presumptive, right? Like, I hope we can do that here. I'm going to try to lead the guys in the, but planning to win, when he said that, because the whole story with him is since the ninth grade, I think. He's made the playoffs every year since the ninth grade. In everything he's ever done, he's made the playoffs. Yeah, that's in jeopardy. Not going to lie to you, Bregman. Glad you got the $40 million because your little streak's in jeopardy.
The wife might be checking kayak.com a little sooner this year.
But I do think, the one problem I would say with Cora trying to nip that in the bud now is, I feel like Cora propagated that idea. Hopefully that's the right word.
I think you're right.
Like, he kind of, they all bought into, we're going to be good. We're ready to win. We're a competitor.
Because I think it's been a long time that Alex has felt that way in the spring training. They finally spent money. They finally put money into this team. And, you know, he was right there with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about his team. And so I think partly he's probably mad at the players. Like, dude, I had y'all's back. I was supporting y'all. I was pumping you guys up. And I have been for the first 18 games – basically telling everybody that you're going to turn it around eventually here, so everyone needs to just relax, and you're not doing it.
Right.
And so now I look like the bad guy, and now now people are questioning whether or not I'm going to have a job for the whole season.
And it could be as simple as Fitzy. So you and I kind of took it in a more extreme, salacious direction with Hauk, and maybe he's late, or he's drinking, or he's this, or he's that. It could also just be almost an heir to the clubhouse of maybe guys aren't actually seemingly caring about the strikeouts, caring about the losses, caring about the way they're just kind of a dismissive, oh, we'll be fine. It'll long season, we'll be fine. Maybe it's just something as simple as that. There's a weird air in the clubhouse that Cora doesn't like, right? Like, that's his job.
Because you've got, Walker Buehler and Bregman are here. They're World Series winners. They'll figure it out. We'll all figure it out together. We're not worried about it. It's a long season, right? This is the kind of something that can catch fire and build the wrong kind of momentum. And once things get going a certain way, with strikeouts, pop-outs, errors, people possibly showing up late, bad outings, that momentum will create itself, and it's going to be a whole lot of hard to stop it, reverse it, and then get going back the other direction as well. I'm sure Cora also just, see, to me, he doesn't strike me as a didactic, heavy-handed, staying on top of everyone, telling them how to do each and every little thing in their daily routine or as professional athletes. He strikes me as someone who treats them like men, like, you're paid to do this. I'll guide you. I'll try to put you in the right spot. Otherwise, you field the ball. You swing at this pitch. You do this. You do that. And when people don't, I think he's disappointed almost in a paternal way. And right now, he's probably thinking about pulling over and telling them, like, do it again. I'll turn this car around. I will turn this car around, you can walk.
So he made an example of Tanner Houck, perhaps. We were speculating, right, last night?
Sure.
Who else has he made an example of?
A couple years ago. No, don't forget there was that year. Reliever.
Who did he make an example of this year in the last two games? He demoted
Casas?
Somebody in the batting
order.
Casas, yeah.
So he's
done that twice this year with Casas, Ted.
Okay, but it's Casas. It's the player that hasn't accomplished anything in this league,
right,
who thinks he has, that he's made an example of. So he could probably make an example of Bregman. I mean, maybe Bregman. He could pull him out for four errors. He leads the team in errors.
Yeah, but you got nobody to put in because you can't put Devers in.
Okay, you get my point.
Yeah, I do.
His way of acting tough is tough words after this last loss. And moving Tristan Casas back in the order, he needs to take guys' playing time away. That's how you do it. You don't think Tristan Casas in the last two games since he's been demoted is 1-6. It hasn't really helped him.
No.
So usually I think getting mad or frustrated or having this hard line against baseball players probably doesn't end up working too many times than not. But with a young team that hasn't proven anything, it might not be. He probably needs to change his tone behind the scenes.
Also, an interesting card to be played 18 games into a 162 game season. I know it feels like we've been watching this crap for a while, but that's still relatively early in the process. Yep. And if you play it now, I agree with you. First of all, Alex Cora has built a personality on being a player's manager and affable and the clubhouse and all the stuff we see in that.
I think it's the only
thing
that works.
He's accessible. That's it.
162 games. Yeah.
But he's definitely not happy. And so the other question that came up, Fitzy and I were discussing earlier, your guy St. Bregman was brought here at least in part to be a leader, to show guys. Is there a difficulty for a team that doesn't have homegrown leaders? Because their homegrown players are more young and maybe in the future, Casas, Campbell, Durant even is a guy I've thrown out there. But can Bregman just come in right away, snap his fingers, and be the leader of the clubhouse?
I think so. Yeah, I think so, because I think a lot of those baseball players in there, they look at him as the most accomplished player.
Yep.
Right? And so I see what you're saying. I don't think it matters as much on a – I think in football, that would maybe matter more. I just don't think on a baseball team it matters as much, because they all know each other, and they all know – they all have this ultimate respect for Bregman. And so just the, because he's never played on this team before, doesn't mean they're not going to listen to his opinion.
I guess my weird tie-in, Fitzy, would be if you remember when there was the whole incident with Bobby Valentine – and I believe it was Pedroia that was like, yeah, we don't do stuff like that around here. And yes. I know that's different. The manager's involved. But you had a guy who was a part of the culture of the Red Sox, had come up through the Red Sox, rookie of the year, MVP.
Did Rafi not come up through the Red Sox?
Is he a leader?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's
My problem. He most certainly did,
Ted, but he was not the vocal leader or face of the franchise the same way that Pedroia was.
Right. And I don't know if I brought up Duran as a guy who.
No way.
No?
No way. Are you, no. He hasn't accomplished enough. No.
Wow. He's an all-star game MVP.
Are you out of your mind? For the first time in his career last year. And he's off to a bad start. You can't.
So they don't have homegrown leadership.
No, they definitely do not.
So do we believe that could maybe not be the main reason?
I don't think you need to have homegrown leadership to have a good baseball team. I think you can bring in hired mercenaries to be leaders because, baseball is just different. I think you can't get away with that in baseball.
So Ted Johnson, we all know he does a lot of research. He's always got notepads and information in front of him. And during the break, he said, you know what the Red Sox are second in baseball in? Something good. And I said, I have no idea. Save it for the air. So Ted Johnson.
You guys know. Can you guys tell me? What are the Red Sox ranked second in?
Strikeouts and
okay, that
errors.
Are good, Fitzy.
Good.
Oh, well, that was good for talk.
Good.
Okay. And I real quick, I'll say this. You know, before last night's game, they were ranked sixth in runs scored in Major League Baseball. Sixth. They're now 14th after last night. And then they were also
stolen bases.
There you go. They're second in stolen bases.
Good.
Once again, proving that stolen bases are irrelevant because they stink.
Yeah, it's weird. A team that is aggressive on the base running, you would think is quote a small ball team, right? I would think. I don't know that is a team that okay. You're aggressively running the bases. You every run matters. No, it's like no. Let's just swing for the fences.
Yeah,
as opposed to just advancing runners. Getting them in scoring position so you can knock them in. It's this team's. Desire to run the bases like they have aggressively steal bases doesn't jive with how they hit the ball, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Got to get on base to do that.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, it was a problem for a while, leaving runners in scoring position, men left on base. That wasn't an issue last night because they didn't, I think they only left four runners on base or something like that.
Let me finish this one. Before last night's game, they were sixth in starter ERA.
Well, that took a hit.
They went to 14th after last night's showing. They went from 6th to 14th in starter ERA in the major leagues.
So the 617 chimes in. This is typical. So it's our problem. It's our fault. Did you know that, Ted? Mm-hmm. WEEI completely overrated this team. We were the only ones because I saw lots of publications. I saw lots of bets. I saw lots of gambling books putting out all the numbers about how many people were betting on the Red Sox to win the AL East, win the pennant, go to the World Series. I think it was the Athletic maybe that had Braves, Red Sox, Worlds. We were the ones that overrated this team.
Wasn't it MLB.com?
Oh, maybe MLB.com.
It was MLB.com.
They had Dodgers, Red Sox.
Like, so don't give me this crap. Did we overrate them? Yes. Guilty as charged. We overrated them, along with everybody else in the baseball world who told me the defense was going to be better, who told me Bregman was going to change the entirety of the lineup, who told me all these things. Walker Buehler was going to be this, and the pitching staff was going to be deep.
Well, he had a good start last time, so he deserves – if he craps the bed tonight, if he gets shellacked against Benzo or Bozo or Ding Dong or whoever's
pitching for Tampa. I don't think we should be making fun of anybody else.
I'm honestly trying to Benzo or Bonzo – whoever it is pitching for Tampa, like you have to give the other team the default edge until otherwise notified. But that said, Walker Buehler is not a disappointment yet. How getting hammered like this, like in the middle of April, already giving up half as many home runs as he did last season, just having no resolve, no fight to him, the quit in that game. It's like 2 years ago, the one I was going to bring up earlier, Ted, when last time Cora really tried to send a message to the team. was after they gave him nothing at the 2023 deadline. And in August, they were getting hammered. So they brought in this reliever who pitched 4 1/3 innings and gave up 11 runs. And I think the Sox lost like 17-4. This name should live in infamy. And it was almost just sort of like this was Cora's way of staring up at the owner's box and saying, this is what you get. Thanks for the reinforcements, guys.
Kyle Barraclough is the name you're looking for.
Barraclough, yes, that's right. Keith and I used to say you got Barraclough. That's right.
That was wrong.
The other thing, so the Twitch chat throws out Brett Norton, Red Sox, 25 players, 25 Ubers. I've heard nothing about anything like that. I thought we left spring training saying this was one of the best clubhouses, tightest teams.
But we were buying each other suits.
Yeah, but so is that all lies? Was that all bunk? Was that all narrative? Because there's a lot of beat writers that hang out for a lot of time down there that I feel like we'd hear whispers of, yeah, that they're selling you isn't really true. I saw this. I saw
never
that.
Never like, once did we hear
not
that.
Not once. I heard they were going to be good on defense. The lineup, great clubhouse. They love each other. They have leadership. They have arrogance. They have this. They have that.
And you base it off of kind of, you know, what the Yankees, the injuries they were sustaining. Yes. And you know, and Toronto was like, still big question marks with them. And, you know, maybe the Orioles aren't ready to take the next big step. So there's other factors at play when you're kind of, predicting how the Red Sox will play this year.
And all that being said, Dan Ball, I'll get to you in 1 second. All that being said, I hate to have to be the voice of optimism on this show. I'm not sure it suits me.
That's never good.
They've been pitiful at playing the sport of baseball, which is their chosen profession, so that's bad. And Ted Johnson, they are 2 games out of first place.
How about that?
2 games out.
So a lot of teams are bad at baseball.
But you're like, you're a, I said earlier, you're a doubleheader away from being in first place. Like if you had a good day, get a rain out, and then 2 games in 1 day, you could be back in first place. So that's the beauty of the longevity of baseball and like nothing is.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
He's lost here. We could be talking playoffs, and I think they're a game out of the wild card. Now, it's ridiculous that I'm clicking on the wild card tab in the standings.
The wild card
this early.
On April 15th.
They're still in it, guys. Don't worry.
All hope is not lost.
I love, and the beauty of this is baseball is back in Boston, and this proves it because people care. They're watching every night. They're bitching about these losses. Mm-hmm. They're bitching about individual managerial moves. Why are you moving Campbell to the outfield? Leave him at second. Why are you leaving Hauk out there? People have invested in this team, and all is not lost. I'm just saying it. All is not lost. They're like 1 or 2 days from turning it around. They need the Cardinals. Can the Cardinals come back to Fenway? That seemed to be all that cures them is the Cardinals at Fenway. So maybe get the Cardinals back.
Or the Orioles, bird teams. Are there any other bird teams we could play?
Not the Blue Jays. Certain bird teams. That's true. Not all bird teams. Some give them trouble. 617-779-7937. Reacting to the struggles of the Boston Red Sox. Reminder, tomorrow, 2:15, Alex Cora will face some tough questions from Nick Fitzy Stevens because he needs to answer for a lot of things that are going wrong with his baseball team. Up next, there's been questions out of North Carolina. Questions about the role of Bill Belichick and his significant other. Well, thanks to information requests, because it's a state school, we know a little bit more about Jordan and her role at North Carolina and in the world of Bill Belichick. We'll talk about that next with Ted Johnson, who loves the topic here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we got Dan Ball for the last time today with What's Trending.
Our phone lines are open.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.